Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to everyone tuning in, and welcome to our very first episode of Nations United Universal Educators. Thank you for joining us as we start this fun adventure. I'm your host, Eric Oak, and with me in the studio are some of my fellow United supporters, Dr. Kelsey Lynn Brown, All Natural Henry, and if I look, I'm not sure he's here yet, but Professor Charles Lundy should be joining us shortly. And along with us are some very special guests, our studio audience, and we are hoping to get a guest on representing an organization I wanted to showcase today, the AFSEA, the African Sustainable Energy Association. A number just called in. Let's see if that's him. Hello, am I talking to Chris?
You have Dean Val on as the 650 number.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Well, hopefully he joins us shortly. But anyway, so we're broadcasting live and we're sharing worldwide for all to hear what is real now. And to start, I'd like to share with you all the real purpose with Nations United Universal Educators. The real purpose of this is to inform everyone everywhere as to the importance of every single person on this planet Earth and how they are surviving here. It really does make sense to us United supporters, those who support NUI, that every situation worldwide should be addressed because of the overall consequences that any given situation can have and how these various situations can and will impact and affect all of us here and the all-natural environment supporting us. Now, the effects of these situations can readily be seen by those that take the time to see it. The world is very different than how it was 50 to 100 to 200 years ago. Much has changed. The Industrial Revolution, the Technological Revolution, have brought forth many new and innovative ways of living on the planet. Many people would say life is easy to live now, and in many ways, this is a valid statement. For many and more technologically developed countries, the old drives to survive day-to-day just don't exist anymore. There's no more hunting and gathering, gratification is nearly instantaneous, and you don't even want to get me started on the internet. There's more information readily available to everyone that most people don't even know what to do with. Most people don't even know what to do with all this information. But as with most things here in cause-effect creation, positive and negatives are like two sides of the same coin. All of these advancements in our collective civilization have come at a high cost, and that cost looks like it's going to break the bank. Everything from food, water, air, to animals, plants, and people, children, all of it, the whole planet is being continually and constantly, and yes, maliciously manipulated, poisoned, and destroyed, and consumed with abandon. And all this stems in part from the unconscious agreements of everyone that continues to agree to a way of living that doesn't realistically support the all-natural environment supporting us. But that's why we're here, to share with the whole wide world that you have a choice. You can choose to research and learn and become more aware and make better choices. You can choose to live in a way that actually supports the all-natural environment that supports you. You can learn how to be more and more self-sufficient, and you can choose to share something wonderful with all those in your life so that they, too, can learn and become more aware. So, well, that was part of the intent for today, was to share something wonderful with everyone so that they can start taking a look at their lives. Let's see who's in our studio audience today. I know 757 is you, Kelsey and Henry, and 650 is Dean Bao. Who else is in our studio audience today? Who's this 541 number? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Ah, yes. Hi, is this Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. And who's this 361 number?
This is Claudie at 361.
Oh, hi, Claudie.
It's so nice to hear your voice and to be a part of this audience and learn more today.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Thank you. So as I try to get our special guest here into the studio, would anyone like to say anything about the environment, like how they support the environment in their day-to-day lives, or what they think about shorting the environment and why it's so important in our lives right now, especially with what's going on.
Hi, Erin.
Yes, I'd like to say something.
Please, either one of you, Henry or Claudie, please go ahead.
Ladies first.
I'll wait for Henry.
Go ahead, Henry.
Okay, I just wanted to say how, you know, we've been noticing a lot of people around the world are waking up to how the world controllers or the authoritarians here are purposely poisoning and polluting the all-natural environment every day with fossil fuels and, you know, petroleum, all sorts of things like this, and manufacturing processes that don't make any sense with the all-natural environment. When we have wonderful things such as hemp, which can do everything oil can do, and it can regenerate soils and all sorts of wonderful things, and it's just so cool to see people are seeing that it is more important to support the natural environment than even go to school for lots of children who are striking on school and, you know, are going to work or these things, because without the natural environment we can't survive here. We need clean water, clean air, and clean food. And if we're polluting that which supports us, we won't be able to survive here. And we all came here to experience this place in life here on Earth, to become more aware. And so if we're going to pollute the environment, you can't have that experience. So it doesn't make any sense. And we're experiencing a lot of people here who are waking up to that, which is really wonderful. And like Eric said, he asked to share how we support the environment and our everyday life, and anyone can do something wherever they are. And we're in the city here in Huntington Beach, and so we swim in the ocean, and I say thank you to the ocean, and I just, it's really wonderful to be out there and be grateful on the sand and in the water. And I also grow microgreens here, and we can sell fresh local produce, you know, that we grow indoors to the local restaurants, and we compost when we can. And there's just lots of little things you can do wherever you are. We ride our bicycles most of the time, and we go to the farmers market, support local growers and things like that. And there's always something more we can do, but for now, our focus is sharing something wonderful with everybody that makes sense, like Eric is doing on this radio show. Kelsey and I have a show called Down Under and Up, where we're sharing what's taking place in the Pacific, New Zealand, and Australia, with the all-natural environment as well. And yeah, like I said, there's always something to do. I'm even writing a book about my experiences with the natural environment up until now, so that people can see what I've been through to recognize what I see makes sense now. So yeah, we're really busy here, and yeah, that's all for me now. If you want to go ahead, Claudie.
Thank you. I'd like to share an experience I had many years ago. I'm a grandmother now, so it's been a few years. I lived in Houston, and my husband worked at the Johnson Space Center there. And we're fortunate enough to find a home that had a lot of really big, tall oak trees, pine trees, that sort of thing. They were at least 40 or 50 years old. And one day I was outside raking leaves, which was almost a daily thing. And I was very tired. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to go in the house and get supper for the family. And the lot that we lived on, the house that we had, was at least an acre and a half. Well, as I was at the far end of the lot, and I knew it was going to be a walk to get back to the house. So I got halfway there, and I was just too tired to move another foot. So I leaned against a tree. I think it was the oak tree that was one of the tallest ones on the thing. And it had to be at least 60 feet tall. It was big. There are sort of like big trees in certain areas of Houston. Anyway, as I laid with my back against the tree, I was thinking, gosh, I got to fix dinner. I'm so tired. I need the nap. Oh, gee whiz, another day in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden, I felt a warmth all through my body, and I went, oh, that feels so good. Gee whiz. And as I laid there, I turned around, and I hugged the tree because it was easier to stand with holding the tree as a brace. And as I did, I could feel an awareness coming from the tree. It was giving me the energy to move. I was so astounded by this occurrence. I had never experienced it before, and it was just delightful. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm talking to a tree. This is really cool. And as a fire child from the 60s, this was a wonderful experience to go through. And I recommend it for everyone, but don't work yourself to the point where you need to have the energy. Just greet a tree. And yes, from that day on, I became a tree hugger. It was the kind of experience that just lets you look or peek inside of what nature is really like. As a member of the New Presentation Foundation, a lot of information has been provided about the real side of life, which occurs when you go to sleep or ask a question that you need an answer for. And one of the delightful solutions to the problem of the moment or situation of the moment is to sing this song, New You. And it's sung New You in any fashion you like. You can sing it with a beat, or you can sing it as a melody or a lullaby or anything like that. I sing it three times, then I ask the question, whichever one I would like to find information on, and then wait for an answer. And the answer appears almost magically to me. I don't know what others experience doing this protocol, but you get an answer. Maybe somebody you meet at the coffee shop tells you about a book they read, or you go to the grocery store and you find some vegetables and you eat them and they help your body maintain. There are so many solutions and opportunities to contact nature or experience nature personally. It's different from everybody else, but it gives you an opportunity to see another side of life that you might not have experienced in your busy everyday life on this planet. Most people are getting up and going to work, or getting up and going to school, or doing some activity on a daily basis that diverts their attention away from experiencing what is right, what we live right in. We see flowers, we see trees, we see birds, we see insects, animals, cats, dogs, horses, rhinoceroses, all the wonderful different types of life. But to experience them personally is an opportunity not to be missed. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Wow, thank you both for sharing that. That's awesome. So one of my co-hosts is still having trouble connecting, but for the time being, I would like to share a short story about some individuals in Africa who a couple years ago kind of basically changed their entire socioeconomic situation just by working with the all natural environment around them, so this story, let's see, where am I at? So this story is about a group of Kenyan women, a group of Maasai women in the village of El Poloy, Kenya, and they began planting aloe aloe plants in their fields. And this is a particular type of aloe that does well in that region. Their region is very dry. And at first they would trade the aloe to men for the men's goats. And then the men would use the aloe to make a traditional fermented wine. But then the women discovered that cultivating the aloe on their land began replenishing the soil. So grass began to grow there again, and the women decided instead of buying the goats from the men, trading the goats, they would charge the men to let their cattle graze there. This shift was beneficial enough that the women were not only able to provide more food for their families, but also to afford an education for their daughters, which is fantastic. But even more opportunities started to come their way. Now, there's a group, the Permaculture and Regenerative Enterprise Program at Kenya's Permacultural Research Institute. They formed a partnership in 2013 with a UK-based cosmetic brand called Lush. I don't know if everyone's heard of Lush. It's pretty popular over here in the United States. Approximately 300 women in El Poloy, they became the first in Kenya to be licensed to export the leaves for use in the company's products. Lush is known for its organic and handmade bath and beauty products, and they work directly with six women's groups and have created a charitable arm known as Slush Fund. The fund already backs a number of projects, including putting up new fencing to keep animals out, fixing a water tank, and launching a nursery operation to cultivate aloe and other plants, and teaching the women beekeeping skills. And there's so many stories like this all around happening, being released all around, talking about people working with the all-natural environment. And it's just not on a physical level. Now, as many people know, many indigenous cultures across the planet know there are ways to connect with life beyond the physical, just like Claudia alluded to, by singing, by tuning into it. So the all-natural environment, life itself, the isness that life is awareness. It's more, life is just more than just dirt, rocks, plants, energy. It's all these things, but rather it's awareness. Life is aware, and you and anyone can learn to listen to life itself. You can learn to make a real connection and tune yourself to the all-natural environment that life is. The all is with the sound. The new you, like Claudia said, and we all sing this 15 to 30 minutes before bed, 15 to 30 minutes before we wake up, and it's through this connection that we become more aware. Hold on, I'm getting a message here. Sorry. But yeah, it's through this connection that we become more aware and we learn to make better choices. And anyone can do this. It's for everyone. It's for anyone. And that's why we're here. We're here to share not only this connection, but, real references for people to become more aware and start making better choices in their lives. Does anyone else have any experiences they'd like to share singing the new you and how they become more aware?
Yeah, hi, this is Val from Huntington Beach. Thanks, Eric, for the show. I was on Facebook this morning, and Tim, who's on the show as well today, he posted this on his Facebook page, and probably Tim could finish it for me, but I'll start it off. It's an interesting post by Longhouse Stuart Milo. I haven't finished it. It's 40 minutes long, but he's a Native American, and I've just watched maybe 10 minutes, but I can see where he's going with it. For one, he's talking about the demonstrations going on now in the world for climate and for other things. Kelsey Henry and I were at a women's march the other day, and they were marching for women's rights and empowerment. So this is prevalent at this point here. There's a lot of people in the streets. So this Indian here, he talks about a lot of these are pointed toward the corporations being the evil ones and creating the climate problems. And he suggests that I haven't finished it, but he suggests that these corporations are made out of people, citizens, and they're not, you know, maybe that's not the right way to go, is to revolt against the corporations, or for that matter, the government, because they pretty much hold the power in the position where they can do anything they want. So it might be a better idea here to create your own position. And that means just start off from a clean point of view and a clean position of what makes sense with what's going on right now in the environment. So this cell is he's just a matter of fact kind of. He just like talks about the terms climate change and all that. It's like whatever, you know. These are just put out there for certain reasons, control, and just to manipulate people in certain ways so they can maintain their control through science and pretense of doing something. So the idea here, I think where he's going to with it too, is just we'll see. Maybe Tim can finish this, but at least from Mars' point of view, create your own position. Do something that makes sense from where you can get together with your communities and do something real with that creates a benefit for the environment. And you don't necessarily have to be with any group. You can utilize the groups, environmental groups, but pretty much most of them have been taken over too by the controllers. So utilize them as much as you can. Otherwise, do what you can within your own community, the environment, and the people that you can really trust to be real with what is going on. So I don't know, Tim, did you watch the rest of this? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I did. He was very interested in his... Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was pretty much blaming the white people of the earth for the problems that are on the earth at this time. It's kind of like he figures that it may be too late for the white people to have any connection back to the all of life. They're just too unaware of the effects that they're causing. And he sees the environment being to a point where it's almost not going to be able to be helped to get better. It's like this place that we're in for the reason we came here, to wake up all the way to a lot better than the earth has for our beings, to get into the real universes. And it seems like
example. Go ahead. Yeah.
So what this is pretty much trying to relate to anybody listening that's new to the idea of this all-natural environment and the connection to real universal guides that give us a real education and real guidance to be able to not have to come back over and over into, as it's looking like, this reincarnation stuff about coming back in a body that's not as healthy as it was even this time, and a world that's much more polluted. We see it in the ocean with the atomic crap that's getting into the ocean. And we see the air with these chemtrails all over the place on the earth. and we see the food being altered from a natural form into a scientifically engineered form that's resistant to the bugs and things like that, because it's a poison to them. And so it's actually gets down to the world controllers, or these reptilians that were the first invaders of the earth, and who've turned this into a planet where the humans are farmed. They live off of emotions, fears, and all kinds of things that they've come to this earth to use us for their purposes. And it doesn't seem like they care about us much at all, like we're bugs and have no importance other than for their use. It's pretty interesting how it could be so wonderful to have been born into a world where it was all what we'd call perfect, clean air, clean water, good food, and none of the problems that we all seem to have to deal with on this earth about surviving at this time and being ruled over and forced to live certain ways. It's they say we have freedom, but it's not real freedom. It's called implied freedom. So by singing the new you, which the real guides have provided even in this very presentation to anybody that's listening, they know who's ready. And you can find out for yourself. Nobody's trying to influence anybody about this is the way or something. It's for each person to find out for themselves. But as far as the all-natural environment on the earth and the children that are growing up in it, it looks like they're the ones that are going to have to change it if they can, and they'll have to deal with reptilians and all their flunkies that have all the power on the earth, the Queen of England and the Pope and all these flunkies that the reptilians use, presidents, and to control people. So it's up to each person to test the new you sessions. Like Eric was saying, about before you go to sleep, 10 to 15 minutes singing it in your way. And then when you wake up in the morning, maybe another 10 to 15 minutes. And find out for yourself about why you came here, which sounds like it's to wake up all the way. I guess that's all I have to say right now.
Thanks, Tim. Just to finish up with Longhouse here, Stuart Milo, he gives an example of the situation on Earth today. Likens it to open heart surgery repair, where you have, if you're in a hospital and you have all the sterile equipment and everything set up, all the apparatus, tools, and the skills, and the doctors and the nurses, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But if you're out in the field in a war zone, say, and you've got to perform open heart surgery, going to be dirt and dust, and you won't have the correct tools, and you have to makeshift things. That's where we are right now, basically, with the environment. It's like kind of near the end of the line. So what we're suggesting here is, or another example here is, like, everybody's in a prison yard here, and the prison yard is about to be lasered and destroyed, so we don't really have a lot of time. So it behooves people to wake up, pay attention, and do something here. And what you can do is, like what everybody's here suggesting, seeing a new you, become more aware, first of all, like what's going on, and then do something about it. Either contribute in some way, and then in the meantime, watch your dreams, see the new you, listen to your intuition, listen to what life's showing you, and then maybe, just maybe, you get a chance to get out of here, out of the prison yard, because it really doesn't look too good here. Not that we're preaching gloom and doom, but it's just like, it's being realistic here. Every day on the news, it's something worse, something more has been polluted and destroyed. So
I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just wanting to mention these universal seers or guides. There's one called Dwayne Hepner, and he has put out books. They're called new books, and he has 9 of them on Adventure Is series. And then he has other children's books that are available if a person is interested to see what he has to say.
Wow, thank you both. That was awesome. So it looks like Charles is in the studio, but I've been talking to him. He seems to be having some technological difficulties. Like I said earlier, there's always 2 sides to that coin. Technology makes life easier sometimes, but it can be a real pain in the butt. But as things are going, I would like to read something for everyone. Things are being worked out here. So this is called Cure, Children Use Universal Real Education by Dwayne Ava, Universal Seers. So children use universal real education without their parents knowing this. Adults and parents can learn to listen to children and what they experience from the real side life is, like we were all alluding to earlier. There is a real side to everything we each experience here in this one-dimensional place known as creation. And there is also the bigger picture to see more than ever before. Children are usually more open to the greatest real adventure ever, which is the endlessness life is that is all freedom. Children like to fly in their dreams, and this is a start to something so much better and more real for everyone. There are so many new worlds and real universes to discover and see and be with. We, wonderful worldwide educators, and as an extension, Nations United Universal Educators, have created many wonderful new ways that provide real references with the true reality life is, to where there is no restrictions for anyone to bother them. Real freedom and the true freedom to be is a real position for everyone to recognize now. All of us have come from so many different lifetimes of seemingly endless experiences into this new nowness. We provide real education and real guidance like no one else. And when you, the real you, sings new you for about 15 minutes before going to sleep each night, you will meet the real universal guides, and they will take you on fun adventures beyond what is known here. We have the real cure for all, and you can learn to be the real risk taker and join us in real universes of real freedom now. So let's see. Oh, that's unfortunate. Okay, well, hello, Charles. Can you hear me? No, I guess not. Well, that's all right. Maybe on our next show, his technology will be a little more helpful. Well, I think that's it for now, guys. If anyone else would like to say something, feel free. We have a number of other Blog Talk shows that we're not only starting, but that are already occurring during the week. If anyone would like to announce those, that'd be great.
Hey, Eric, I can do a little bit of announcing about those shows that we have during the week. And if anybody forgets what time the shows are, you can go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com/become-involved, or just go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and you'll see a tab labeled Become Involved. And at the very top of that page, you'll see the Skype group calls we have days, times, and the radio shows days, times. So the next show we have, since today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is the Sandy Bob Show, and these are all Pacific Standard Time. Tuesday, tomorrow with Sandy Bob, 10 a.m., Wednesday at noon with Tim and Randy, Thursday at 9 p.m., Down Under and Up Show with Kelsey and Henry. Sunday, the first and third of every month, is the Creative Literal Side Show. And Sunday, the second and fourth of every month, is the new homeschool show. And those are both at 1 p.m. on Sunday. So there is always a show on Sunday. It's either going to be Creative Literal Sides or new homeschool. And the schedule is on wonderfulblowouteducators.com on that Become Involved tab. So we appreciate anybody to call in and share. And we want to hear from you and what you're doing to support the all natural environment and any ideas that you have. Thank you.
Yeah, one more thing, too. Eric, thank you for the sharing about the Kenyan women there in Africa growing the aloe. I have talked to Joseph with the Permaculture Institute there that helped them get going. And we support groups like this that are doing something real, both for the environment and for just their own and others' economy. It just makes sense. They're not in the business of destroying the environment, but actually benefiting it. And there's groups all over the world that are doing this. So it's just another way for people to get involved if you connect with these kinds of groups and individuals. Another one is Felix from Germany, who at 9 years old started this Million Trees campaign, planting trees all over the world. Now it's like 1 billion trees is the goal. And he's got other kids involved. Now he's in his 20s, but he started this 9 years old. And you look at all these officials in the UN and climate conferences and all these officials and scientists trying to do something. And here's this kid that comes up at 9 years old, and look what he's done and look what they've done in the meantime. They practically just kept things going the way they are, and they promised certain things, and things like CO2 in the air, that's not even scientifically, I mean, if you look at that, how much CO2 is even in the atmosphere, the percentage of it, is that really causing climate change? I mean, what they're putting out is, you need to look at that a little bit closer sometimes, if you care to, because it's not always factual. It's not always really what's going on. So here's a 9-year-old kid that's doing something. And then Greta from Sweden, who started this other movement in Europe, March for Climate Change. Whether they know what they're doing or not, it's just at least they're becoming more aware. I mean, climate change is a term they use, but it's just with all the chemtrails and the other things, funny things they're doing, HAARP, the climate is, yes, changing all right, but it's not what you think. You know, there's an element of manipulation here that's just beyond belief, what they're doing to the weather. And so the kids see it, like Greta and Felix, and so we support them too. We support the children because they're the future and they have to live here. So it's another opportunity if you can find groups such as these that are real, very real and sincere, work with them. And also contact Kelsey, Eric, Henry, contact us too, and we'll work with you as well. So thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Val. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to try one more time because he says he can hear us. Charles, if you'd like to say something, test your mic out. No, I don't think it's working. Well, that's all right. No worries. We'll get you a much better mic to you next week, Charles. No worries. All righty. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining me today. As always, we're here for everyone, sincerely trying to become more aware. We're here for the whole of creation. And next week, I will have more stories and hopefully someone interesting to interview doing something wonderful in Africa. Thank you for my United supporters for joining me on this show and supporting me. And thank you for the studio audience for all of the wonderful things that you shared with us today. It's always wonderful to hear your voices. And as always, tune in, share, and become more aware. Thank you. See you next week.
See ya.